And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Speaking of guests who are coming onto the show, we just played Sean Taylor for you. He'll be here in a couple weeks, but even before he arrives, we have a guest next week we're very excited about. Kate McLeod is coming by, so we're looking forward to that. That'll be on the 10th of April for you people who listen live during the broadcast here in central New Hampshire. And she has a brand new CD out. She recorded it at Ken Sanders Rare Books, and that's what it's called, at Ken Sanders Rare Books. And if you don't know who Ken Sanders is, he's that wonderfully hirsute guy that you see once in a while on Antiques Roadshow appraising books. He's out in Salt Lake City. A great big gray long beard guy, you know the guy. He's been on some other programs too, but the CD is just fabulous. It's all book inspired stuff, and if you have the physical CD, it has all these great photographs that were taken at the bookshop of a lot of really cool rare books. And then you pop out the CD and there's a nice picture of Ken and Kate there behind the where the CD goes in the case. But we're going to play the lead-off track this week. We played another track last week on the show. This one's called Anamkara, which is about a book by John O'Donohue, which is about the spiritual growth of the human heart. We're going to play it for you now. Kate McLeod here on Out of the Woods.
Searching the infinity of our interiority, a wholesome complexity is found in satisfying our hungry transparency. Imagination befriends our unbound in nurturing the honesty of our neglected beauty. Icons and imagery unfold, and though you can't go back, you clutch confessions of a traveler while watching from the edges of your soul. Abandonment, the tenderness that sorrow lent transfigures into whim. If once we were taught to embrace the generous light from space, why do we struggle now with within? Our invisible and exact reach up for belonging and guide us to furthermore. Our hidden self will linger in the presence as the texture of the soul in the innocence of dawn.
Grows. your letter, the big goodbye. The train will come, we are born and we die. Is there a beautiful reason? Is it a beautiful sight? The night bird flies into the morning light. I heard about all the pain you're in. I saw your picture, you are looking very thin. I am looking for the muscle that makes happiness. I like things neat, and this is a mess. I sing when I don't know. I sing to hold on, and I sing to let go. I sing as you fall from the sky. I sing I'm sorry, I sing goodbye. In all this loss, something found. I dreamed last night I found gold in the ground beneath the tree we had planted that did not survive. You lifted up that tree and you held it high. I sing when I don't know. I sing to hold on and I sing.
Strong wind blowing down this apple blossoms in your leaves, black crow sitting on a walnut tree. Blackberries in the early fall, ladder across the old stone wall. There's a new moon at the window, and moonbeams on the floor. Play so quick, you walk in shoes, you ain't got no time to lose. Don't come around here. Ragweed up on Mandrake Hill, morning dew on the moonshine still. Crabtree fiddle with broken bow, coon cat crying in the April snow. There's a trail through Rusty's Hollow, a bloodhound couldn't travel. Turn your face to the rising sun. It's time for you to cut and run. Think the devil's at your back.
Former guest of ours. We'll have to get her back sometime. She's working on a new CD. That's from her debut that came out back in 2011 called Monongah. And Devil at Your Back. Great, great stuff. Neptune's Car in there as well from their debut release, Strawberry Moon. I think 2009 or 10 probably when that came out. And we heard sparks from that one. I was just talking to Holly Hansen today. And they have a lot going on right now. They're going to be in a movie that is going to be filmed in Michigan that has to do with a lighthouse theme, which, of course, if you know anything about Neptune's Car, they love those lighthouses. So, yeah, they're going to be in the movie. Their music will be in the movie. They're performing in the movie. Hopefully that'll all come to fruition, and some independent theater nearby will have that, and we can all go see it together. Wouldn't that be nice? Cozy Sheridan in there as well from her brand-new CD, Pretty Bird, and we heard Sing Goodbye, all songs about the last couple of years of her life. She's had some serious ups and downs, and she's on another upswing now, and she just moved back to New England, and talking to her recently, we'll probably have her on the show before too long. We're looking at maybe June. Yeah, that'd be great to have Cozy back on the show. Another former guest. The whole set was full of guests. And speaking of guests, Kate McLeod started off the set. She is going to be our guest next week on the show. We heard a track from her brand new CD called Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. It's a live album that was recorded out in Salt Lake City. And we heard Anam Cara from that one. Really nice stuff. Well, I want to say hi to all the folks who listen after the fact out there. Of course, people listening to the stream on the Global Voice, howdy. Also, Boston Free Radio, Pinecone Radio on the airwaves out there in Pine Mountain Club, California. Abscape Radio out of the UK. They're new to us as of the last few weeks, as is WYAP down in Clay, West Virginia. Yeah, glad to be on there and starting up in April. I'm not sure if they are fired up yet or not, but coming real soon, Out of the Woods will be out there in Florence, Oregon on KXCR. Welcome aboard, everybody. Glad to have you listening. All right, we're going to get back to it right now. Every week before I come on, I sort of do a rushed announcement for the show, and I run down a little list of all the new CDs that I'm going to be playing that I haven't played before. And somehow today, I neglected to list this one. And this is probably the one I was most excited about today as far as a brand new CD is concerned, from our good friend Carrie Fridley. She has a new CD called Rainbow Mist. We're going to get our old-time music on now. And Carrie's going to sing one for you called I've Endured on Out of the Woods.
searching for fortune and fame. I found where the water runs sweet from the hill. They call it the medicine spring. They call it the medicine spring. It was there I met a fair maiden. Yellow hair and big eyes were blue. She told me one day she loved only me, that she'd forever be true. She'd forever be true. Well, I wanted the best for my dark, but my pockets were empty and bare. My love was so great for this darling of mine, I took what another man had. I took what another man had. As I sit here alone this jailhouse, with a letter I can't hardly read, it says my darling has left this old world, is awaiting in heaven for me. She's awaiting in heaven. Someday I'll go back to the mountain, where I'll spend the rest of my day. And the water that runs from the side of the hill will water her flowery grave. Will water her flowery grave.
Frozen winters, they thought. Thunder crashes over me and the lightning pierces high. Cracks wide open that heavenly boundary through the pieces of the sky. Through the pieces of the sky. I hope that it's peace I find. Let those troubles burn out of your worried mind. Hope that it's peace I find. Let those troubles burn out of your worried mind. Sinner, come on home. To the wall, stiffest limb will bend, and mighty mountains they surely will fall. Mighty mountains they surely will fall. Won't you carry that frame on over? There is peace on the other side. Lost men, the fallen weekend, and the eye outlasts that feeble time. Yeah, I outlast that feeble time. Hope that it's peace I find.
those troubles burn out of your worried mind. Sinner, come on home. Come on home.
Kay Helen Morrison and Eli West. Great stuff from their new one called I'll Swing My Hammer with Both Hands. That was Sinner Come Home here on Out of the Woods. We had Don Rigsby just before that from his CD Doctor's Orders, a tribute to Ralph Stanley. That was Medicine Springs. I don't know if I ever told the story about the time I first met Don Rigsby. We were hanging out backstage at a J.D. Crow in the New South show that the Lonesome River Band was opening. And around that time, Richard D. Smith's Bill Monroe biography had come out. Richard was actually a guest on the show with me and whatnot. But I was carrying that thing around like a high school yearbook to all the festivals I was going to. And where I was running around backstage, I'd find anybody I wanted to get their signature in it and ask them if they'd sign my book. And just about everybody did. Signed it right in the front or the back or, you know, wherever they could find space. But Don was like, you know, I don't want to sign a Bill Monroe book, you know. So he flipped to the back of the book, to the index, and looked up Ralph Stanley. And then he flipped to the page where he found the first reference to Ralph Stanley in the book, drew a line from Ralph Stanley up to the margins, and signed his name there. Pretty funny stuff, though. Don Rigsby, one of the best. Bradford Bog People before that. We heard Little Maggie from their CD Fully Peated, and they're going to be playing around here real soon, and we'll hear about that during the mid-show break on our calendar. Carrie Fridley started off the set from her brandy spanking new CD called Rainbow Mist. We heard the old I've Endured. Great stuff. Carrie used to be with the Freight Hoppers back in the early days, and now she's teaching old-time singing over at East Tennessee State University, and she's also playing in the Asheville, North Carolina area with a number of bands. Great, great stuff. All right, we have another quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.